Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I am going to talk to you about self-care via bed rotting. What is bed rotting? I know you guys have heard of this term. Bed rotting is a term that talks about wanting to do nothing, to spend the entire day or even the weekend in bed doing everything from napping and doom scrolling to social media and TV and eating, probably all at once. I know we have all experienced the desire to stay in bed and bed rot, but I don't like that term bed rot. It has such negative connotations. I am an extroverted introvert, which means when I go out in public, when I'm on a stage, I am extroverted, but I'm the kind of person who after a big event or lots of social interaction, I need to crawl into my little cave and snuggle and hibernate and like replenish my emotional energy. And I feel so drained after those kind of things. So truly, I'm an introvert. So I don't look at bed rotting as a bad thing. And I want to rebrand that into hibernation. And I think it's such a good thing for all of us to go into hibernation once in a while. And I want to encourage you to follow your body's instincts. Now, bed rotting itself can be detrimental if all you do every day is stay in bed and want to scroll. You get home at night and you're scrolling till midnight. That is no good. So for my friends who are feeling like depressed and lethargic and like we're just coming off of January and all those wonderful intentions to improve ourselves with all of our resolutions. It's been a difficult month. It's hard to keep up with wanting to push yourself to perfection. And sometimes you just like say, screw it. I don't think I can do any of that. I'm just going to bed rot. Well, I'm going to encourage you to call that hibernate and ask yourself if you're feeling depressed or low. Well, did you exercise? No. Did you drink water? No. Did you meal prep? No. Are you talking to people and friends? No. Are you scrolling on your phone all the time? Yes. Are you laying in bed and not moving a muscle? Yes. Do you wonder why you're depressed or losing energy? There's a reason. And I think that we have to push ourselves to hit certain landmarks every day. Getting up, seeing sunshine, stretching, hydrating, eating some good quality foods, and not just consuming content, but creating content, not just having so much media blasted at us that we don't even know what our own opinion is anymore. And we're just like watching and absorbing and trying to be everything people are telling us to be. That is very draining and very stressful. So hibernating can be a healthy self-care practice if you do it in moderation. Everyone needs a day to unwind and take a break and not have responsibilities of family, friends, social pressures, work pressures. You just want to look at yourself carefully and ask yourself if you have mental health issues, if you're struggling with depression and you're in a deep hole and you have apathy and you just don't want to move and get out of bed. Now, that's a much more serious conversation to have with a therapist, a doctor, an advisor. But you can do too much bed rotting and too much hibernating, and you potentially will withdraw from the social world and your connections out there. But we live in this productivity culture, and sometimes this hustle of 40 plus hour work weeks, more like 60 or 80 hour is what's really going on, because you work and then you work some more when you get home and then you read your emails so your inbox isn't overflowing. It's a lot. So this hustle grind culture is kind of something that can eat at your drive, your creativity, and your mental needs to rest and rejuvenate. So we don't have to have these negative connotations. Doing less is okay. Getting home from work and not reading emails is totally okay. And staying in bed during the day when the sun is shining may not be the best thing for your circadian rhythm and for your melatonin levels to reset. You want to get up at the same time every day. You want to go for a morning walk and get the morning rays of the sun hitting your retina, going into your pineal gland, generating the right amount of melatonin for you. Now some studies are suggesting that the blue light from screens is not as negative as we thought, that it may not be actually the blue light frequency that disrupts sleep at night. It's the presence of any light, and it's the presence of even white light. And so the idea of dimming things down as you get closer to nighttime to make sure that you're turning off devices early, that still applies, but it's not the device or the screen itself that may be causing the melatonin dysregulation. Remember, your brain can start associating the bed and the hibernating bed rotting area with connotations other than sleep, and that can make it harder to fall asleep at night. So if you get into bed to do your work, like that's your mini office, you may not associate the bed with peace, freedom, relaxation, and full body rest. So spending excessive time in bed can make you a little more sedentary, make you prone to heart disease, to DVTs or deep venous thrombosis if you're really just laying there. Mostly we're not. We're jumping up, we're getting snacks, we're going to the bathroom. But if you spend too much time sedentary, that can be a huge factor. So just remember, it's okay to hibernate, to regain, you know, that core of inner strength. Sometimes we have to insulate ourselves from everybody wanting to take. And if you're a giver, you know what I mean. You're very drained by the time you've given to your staff, to your children, to your dog, husband, family, everybody, Instagram. There's a nonstop demand. So sometimes just insulating yourself. And if you're a mom, this is very hard to do. I remember you can't even go to the bathroom without two or three kids knocking on the door and interrupting at every stage of getting ready in life. And while I miss those days, I also think you need your protected time. That's why having his and her bathrooms is so cool, because you can isolate yourself. Someday I aspire to have that. Because you need your personal cave. You need your hibernating cave. So that's my message for you guys this weekend as we leave New Year's resolutions in dry January. And we're hopping into gray, gloomier weather in February with Groundhog Day being so gloomy. It's a good time to snuggle up with a book. Hopefully, don't forget the joys of print reading and a book. Don't always be on a screen. Light those candles in those fireplaces. Get your favorite snacks and goodies. Bolster yourself with inner calm and serenity. And you have my permission to not be interrupted, to stay in bed, to hibernate and regenerate your best self. And then show up present for the rest of the week. That's it for now, guys. Love you. And remember to take time for yourselves. That's it for now. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. Don't forget to check out some amazing products for your skin. One of my best techniques for self-care and a little bit of mini hibernation every day is those 5 minutes when I put on my blue hydration serum, my vitamin C, and I do lymphatic massage. Love, love, love this process as we massage the face, we look at the face, we connect with our inner selves, we talk to ourselves in our nice girl voices, not our mean girl voices, and give yourself those 2 minutes every day of self-care. Think of me when you do it, because I'll be thinking of you. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.